Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Super Simple CBT and One Powerful Cure for Depression. Welcome to the third installment of the Bookshelf Scavenger Hunt series. With every installment, I open a book and challenge myself to find at least one brilliant idea to share with you. Authors Matthew McKay, Martha Davis, and Patrick Fanning pack a lot of great wisdom into their small book, Super Simple CBT. CBT stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, and the subtitle of the book is Six Skills to Improve Your Mood in Minutes. This book is geared to help people who struggle with negative thoughts that cause them to feel anxious, scared, sad, lonely, angry, or worried. Now, personally, I feel blessed that I don't experience extreme versions of these emotional states, but I'm well aware that many people struggle with some form of these on a regular basis. And this book is filled with helpful coping techniques that I'm sure many will benefit from. The main nugget I want to focus on appears in Chapter 6, and it covers the relationship between depression and activity. This is something I've heard many times over the years, and the authors do a good job of explaining it. One of the effects of depression is feeling immobilized. It's hard to push yourself to do normal self-care activities when pleasure seems absent from your life. Here's what the authors write. Feeling immobilized is not only a symptom of depression, it is also a cause. The less you do, the more depressed you feel. And the more depressed you feel, the less you do. It's a downward spiral that perpetuates a withdrawal from life and prolongs the depression. The solution is to push yourself to get active even when you don't feel like it. The authors suggest easing into it by first scheduling activities that either bring you joy, or at least once did in the past, or activities you feel you are good at. After you get some familiar activities on the calendar, it can be helpful to add new experiences into the mix. In other words, challenge yourself to try new things. Possible activities might include meeting with a friend, talking on the phone, going to a movie or play, exercising, playing a board game, listening to music, or dancing. Or it might be taking a drive, hiking, gardening, writing a letter, cleaning the house, getting a massage. You get the picture. But you don't have to be experiencing depression to benefit from these types of activities. Getting physically engaged in something can simply lighten your mood and enhance your life, no matter what your current state of mind is. So, whether you are in a bit of a funk, seriously depressed, or just want to squeeze more joy out of life, choose some of your favorite activities and put them on the calendar. I hope you enjoyed this installment of the Bookshelf Scavenger Hunt. If there's a way to leave a comment here, please do so. I do read them all, and I always look forward to hearing what you have to say. Also, if you don't already, look me up on YouTube. Just search for Bob Baker Affirmations, and you'll find a lot of positive self-talk recordings there on my YouTube channel. You can also check out my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk, or visit my website at bobbakerinspiration.com for more uplifting material. Thanks so much for listening. Have an awesome day, and so long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.